From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Talks to avert a military clash on the Korean Peninsula have adjourned until Sunday. North and South Korean officials met into the early hours of Sunday in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula. A South Korean government spokesman, Min Kyung-wook, said that the talks would resume at 6 hours UTC Sunday. The high-level meeting began Saturday at the Panmunjom Truce Village, despite a deadline set by Pyongyang, which had threatened military action unless Seoul ended propaganda broadcasts into the communist nation and removed banks of loudspeakers it had installed along the border. The deadline passed without incident and without the loudspeakers' removal, and the talks began at 6 p.m. local time. After nearly 10 hours of discussion, a South Korean spokesman said the talks had adjourned until Sunday afternoon. 12 people were killed when a car bomb exploded outside a hospital in the Afghan capital Kabul. Ayaz Gul has the details from Islamabad.
Eyewitnesses and officials say that a NATO convoy was traveling through a residential area of the Afghan capital during late afternoon rush hour when a suicide bomber detonated his explosives packed car near it. The International Military Mission, in a later statement, confirmed that 3 American civilian contractors were killed as a result of a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device attack on their convoy in Kabul. The powerful explosion destroyed more than a dozen vehicles and damaged nearby homes and businesses in Kabul's Makrorayan neighborhood. The Taliban insurgency has denied it had anything to do with the bombing. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
This is VOA News.